Nearly 5 years ago, a veteran in New Hampshire's North Country died while waiting for an appointment through the VA Medical Center in White River Junction, Vermont. The hospital says, quote, no significant delay contributed to his death, but the man's widow disagrees, and questions remain about the process the hospital used to hold itself accountable. On the last night of Don Tirio's life, his son Brian visited his Berlin home for dinner. Don Tirio was 58 years old, a veteran of the Air Force who served during Vietnam. He'd recently moved back to New Hampshire after living on the West Coast for more than a decade. Brian Tirio says his father was looking forward to reconnecting with his kids and grandkids.
And as we were eating, he just kept like dozing off, and his wife was kind of like, well, wake up, you're falling asleep, wake up. And he's like, oh, I can't help it, I'm really tired.
Sleeping was dangerous for Tirio. He had sleep apnea, and he'd been trying to get a sleep study done through the White River Junction VA, an appointment his doctors considered urgent, according to sources familiar with his case.
He says, yeah, I don't know why they're waiting so long.
The next morning, Brian Tirio got a call from the local hospital. His father had stopped breathing during the night. He'd been hooked up to breathing machines, but he had no brain activity. Don Tirio died that afternoon. After he was cremated, Tirio's widow and children each got little urns of his ashes.
He wanted them spread up at his childhood places that he liked to hang out at like South Pond was one of the places.
But Brian didn't scatter them. Something about his father's death left him feeling unsettled. He wasn't quite ready to let go. Nearly 2 years later, when national attention turned toward how long veterans were waiting for care in VA hospitals across the country, the VA's oversight arm, the Office of Inspector General, or OIG, paid a visit to the VA hospital in White River. That visit prompted a local VA social worker to write an email to her superior. She declined to be interviewed for this story, but in that email, which NHPR obtained from someone else at the VA, she wrote that maybe Tirio's death, quote, could have been prevented if someone had just given the client an appointment. So that's the question. Could his death have been prevented if the VA had given Don Tirio his sleep study? Al Montoya, director of the White River Junction VA, declined to talk about the hospital's investigation into Tirio's case, citing federal law, but he spoke in general about the peer review process.
Where if there's any kind of negative impact whatsoever, we review it ourselves and then make sure that the appropriate care was delivered.
That peer review led the hospital to conclude that Tirio died of, quote, an unrelated pre-existing condition. We don't know how the hospital reached that conclusion. That information is protected under federal law. However it was made, Tirio's widow, Debbie DeLore, disagrees with it. She says her husband's death was caused by his sleep apnea, an ailment she says he'd been waiting for the VA to treat for at least a year.
If he was on a CPAP machine or having had the proper bed where he could sleep just about sitting up, that was the only way that he slept, that he breathed halfway normal.
Here's what we know about Tirio's official cause of death. According to his death certificate, Don Tirio died of acute on chronic respiratory failure and septic shock due to aspiration pneumonia. He also had COPD. Basically, about 12 hours before he died, something got into his lungs that caused a drop in his blood pressure that led him to stop breathing. How something got into his lungs, we may never know. Without an autopsy, it's all but impossible to figure out what killed a patient with multiple conditions. Joe Anglin, White River Junction's former public affairs officer, says doctors there were aware of Tirio's condition.
When you looked at this person's situation, it was clear from what I was reading that the clinicians wanted this person seen right away.
Anglin says he learned that Don Tirio's physical condition was so bad, the VA determined he needed what's called a stat consult. In other words, an urgent appointment, which his widow says he never got. Anglin says he discovered something even more troubling about that stat appointment.
The appointment was made after he died.
Anglin says at that point, he began to think the White River VA was trying to hide how it handled Tirio's care. Anglin says one document from White River to higher-ups at the VA misrepresented Tirio's case. The White River VA told those higher-ups that there was no way to challenge the outside agency's review of the case. Anglin says that's not true, because there was no such outside review.
They just accepted the fact we did an internal investigation.
Anglin says he told those investigators outside of White River about what he calls a false report, and about that appointment allegedly made after Tirio died. A few weeks later, Anglin says, he was fired. Without access to documents of the hospital's investigation into itself, it is impossible to judge its quality or integrity. Anglin says that's the problem.
That's not that great to investigate yourself. I think you need something at arm's length.
The White River Junction VA has denied NHPR's multiple requests for information about Tirio, citing laws protecting patient privacy and records from medical quality assurance programs. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.